Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
What exactly burst Ian Jackson's bubble? This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. As the season went on, Jackson became more of an enigma. His athleticism and talent were evident, but he somehow wasn't the great basketball player his five-star status promised. The 6'4" prep star from Brooklyn averaged 28 minutes as a freshman, but only started 12 of the 36 games in which he appeared for the Tar Heels. He averaged 12 points a game, second only behind 17 by I.J. Davis, and had a higher shooting percentage from both the floor and three-point line than any other perimeter player on the team. And while it took a while to get the feel of team offense and man-to-man defense, Jackson had the hottest stretch of the season when he averaged double figures through the middle of the schedule before returning to the bench when Hubert Davis settled on a bigger lineup. From there, the speculation on Jackson's future increased to the point where his entering the transfer portal after the season ended was little or no surprise. He could also still enter his name in the NBA draft and be evaluated by pro coaches and scouts about his future. His biggest liability was on defense, where losing his man down the lane or along the baseline gave up too many easy baskets. And when Jackson wasn't in the flow of Carolina's running game, his shooting percentage fell off, along with not playing more than 20 minutes over the last six games. Fellow freshman Drake Powell moved to small forward when Jalen Withers became the starter at power forward, and Powell was among the Tar Heels' best players during the six-game ACC winning streak and conference tournament. A big difference between Jackson and Powell is where they grew up, and the wider influence family and friends and agents from New York might have had on him than Powell's Tar Heel family in Pittsburgh. And as the 2025-26 roster comes together, the 6'6 Powell's position is more set in stone if he decides to remain in school for his sophomore season. Jackson came to Chapel Hill with a bigger prep than Powell, and when his minutes and output varied, social media began the debate of how long he would stay here. The chatter kept up through the end of the season, and it was no surprise when Jackson entered the portal. The most moneyed school being mentioned for Jackson's next landing spot is St. John's, where Rick Pitino has built the Red Storm with more transfers than freshmen and says he plans to continue that strategy. Other suitors appear to be Arkansas and new coach John Calipari, who recruited Jackson hard before he left Kentucky. Another school that has been mentioned is UConn, where Danny Hurley will be looking for better athletes than he rolled out this past season. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.